The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Here's to those ladies and the gentlemen. Here's to the A.F. of M. I wouldn't have made it without them. Here's to the band. Here's to the band.
Yeah. Francis Alvin, baby. Artie Schreck. Al Natoli, that's the song.
So, I love musicians. I don't read, but I could play by ear, right? So when I'm on stage and I have some fun and I play with different instruments, I could hear it. I don't read it. So what a joy I had at the Rawlings Gold Glove Awards on Friday. We have a packed house at the Plaza. This is my home. I work at the Plaza a lot. We go into the main showroom, the ballroom there. It's a beautiful ballroom. And I go in there and I meet all the workers backstage, all the servers, you know, who work so hard. They line up while I'm doing sound check. The servers in the kitchen line up. What do they line up? To get their own meal. It's meticulous how they work. They work so hard. I love that work ethic. And they come in and they're all walks of life. All the Hispanics and the Latinos and the Chinese and the Italians and all colors, all creeds, and they're all working, and we put on this great show, and I'm rehearsing, and then I call my buddy John Colyani, he's an international jazz cat, right? Plays all around the world. And I said, Johnny, I need you to come in. We're going to do Sing, Sing, Sing. I'm going to open the Rawlings Gold Glove Awards on the drums, baby. So they get me a drum kit. Now, generally, when I go on the road and I go play somewhere, I use another drum kit that the theater has, right, or the club has. Oh, I'll sit in. So I have to adapt to another drummer's drum kit. Or a drum kit that comes in. And it's not easy sometimes because the drums aren't adjusted right. You don't feel totally comfortable, but I still muscle my way through it. Well, on Friday, you know, thanks to Rawlings, they bring in the drum kit. I custom adjust it to myself, which is that's a big treat for me. And then I got a podium in front of me. We put the drums to the side, but I can see to the right of the podium, I want eye contact with John Colyani at piano. These guys are such good musicians, and in regard to the Sinatra song we just heard. And then I got Jerry Crowley's son, who I knew through Jerry, right? This kid was rehearsing the song, the Sing, Sing, Sing song. As I walked in, he's rehearsing the song. And then we just, by the grace of God, nailed it. And it was so much fun to the point where I was just totally into it with the band. So I love the cats. And I love that song that Artie Schreck and Al Natoli wrote. Here's to the band. Indeed, here's to all the musicians and all the cats out there that I have the honor to play with at the Rawlings Gold Glove Awards. Now, in regard to what's going on with You Can't Say Anything Anymore, women are accusing Roy Moore.
You do have to tell us that dream.
I'm going to go there. I feel funny talking about it, but thank you, because I want to hear what you got to say about it, too. But I'm on stage, and then there's a pretty model. She's, like, bringing the gold glove, the whole gold glove thing, right? So she's got to place the gold gloves out, take the gold gloves off. So I stop, and I'm going to bust chops because I'm sick of the political correctness.
Right.
And I go, hi. I say to the male guy that came through. The guy with the – they have white gloves on because it's the gold gloves.
Sure.
It's real 24-karat gold on these gold gloves. One guy said, hey, how are you? What's your name? Goes, I said, oh, hi, how are you? The girl in a nice gown, very attractive. And I said, yeah, forgive me, I'm being sexist here. But I said, oh, hi. I said, hi, what's your name? Big crowd laughs, you know. Yeah. I said, hey, if you need an old Italian guy in your life, I'm available. Boom, like that. So I turned to the guy and go, oh, now I'm going to hear about that if I ever run for office.
Nobody was offended?
No, they laughed and they loved it. Was that sexual harassment? It's out of hand.
No, that's not sexual harassment.
Because I as a joke, you could say, and then I also said, oh, I did that joke when Donnie was up there, because after you introduced Donnie as the manager of the Miami Dolphins, and he said, and we chatted a little bit, and I said, we talked about Donnie's wife, they wanted to dance with me before the show, was very funny, and we had a great time, and I go, my girlfriend's supposed to be here, I do that joke, but she had an algebra test in the morning, my Chuck Darrow joke there. Yeah. So, boom. Now, can I not say these things anymore? Am I not allowed to say these things anymore?
No, what you said to her was not sexual harassment. It would have been sexual harassment had you said to her, take the gold glove to my room, and I'll see you there, and, you know, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, that's
then
my
that
would
have been sexual harassment. No, not at all.
And so I don't understand. So it's like, I don't know what now with Louis C.K. That was like creepy. Ooh. Just creepy. I don't want to get into it. And there's this comic genius in many ways. What?
Yeah, but it's
what's
creepy.
Wrong? It is. What are these guys doing? I could never. Let me just say this. And then we'll talk about the Dream Frankie too. And we got the news here 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. And Dottie Herman will join us. But as I am so not pushy in really, I could think of, you know, women that you just, and again, not this is just because I'm straight, God forbid. I'm one of those guys that are actually straight. And I could never be aggressive with a woman. Do you know what I'm saying? I think you're the same way, Frankie. It's out of respect. I could never say, hey, make an offer, be inappropriate, not to mention do these guys are being accused of. I could never in God's name do that
well,
stuff.
Well, but also, I mean, in fairness, you're a handsome movie star.
The people now you're
that,
being way kind.
The people like Harvey Weinstein, Louis C.K.
You're kind of cute
others,
too, Frank.
They don't look like you do. So you can tell.
But
I'm serious.
Listen, I don't think it has anything to do with that. I think it has to do with the fact that they feel these people allegedly have power over other people, so they prey on people in a weaker position that really can't afford to say no to them and end up. I mean, in the Louis C.K. thing and some of these allegations, which he has admitted now,
I know, he says
that
it's
they
true.
Happen.
It's true.
It's he gets these lesser people that have come to his office and asking to do things in front of them that no normal human being would ask a person to do this.
I think the danger, though, to some extent, is doing what we all just did, is by lumping these 60 or 70 post-Weinstein cases all as if they're in the same category. Clearly,
well, they're not.
Right. I mean, what Harvey Weinstein did and what Kevin Spacey is alleged to have done and actually, you know, assaulting people
George Takei
is
now from
very
Star
different
Trek?
From what President Bush is alleged to have done and what, you know, and what Louis C.K. has done. Now, admitted to doing
Bill Clinton,
now,
yeah.
Let's talk about Louis C.K. You know, so here he did not touch anyone, didn't force anyone to do anything. What he did, clearly wrong, really more than a bit weird.
Creepy.
And from my perspective,
creepy.
But whatever, everyone has right. something.
Right.
But should he's now lost his TV show. They shut down production of his movie. He's been dumped by, I think, his publicist and his agent.
Wow.
Right?
His publicist.
So should his career really be over? Should he be a pariah for being involved and admitting to some weird sexual stuff even doing this stuff with women that he was somehow related to?
Did the women run out in shock and horror? Did they
run away? One woman who explained what happened, she went to his office. They had been casual workers, I guess casual acquaintances, workers or whatever. And she went to his office and she said, I was stunned and didn't know what to do. And so I stayed there. And then I left, you know, and just, you know, questioning the whole thing or whatever. But what he clearly did was wrong. He asserted his power over this person.
It was wrong.
Over this person.
Yes. And that's one of the women who quoted in the Times story said to him when he asked her, you know, if he could pleasure himself in front of her.
Please, please.
She said to him, you know, your wife is pregnant. You know, why are you doing this? And she, according to the Times report, she said his face turned red. And he said to her, you know, I have some serious issues.
Oh, with this, there's no addiction. Addiction. I'm so tired. Addiction is an excuse in many ways. There's really addiction, I guess, to alcohol, certainly to drugs and whatnot. But this is like an excuse for criminal. This is creepy.
Well,
what I'm afraid of is this. After all that, and it's creepy. And I think of my daughters, and I'm scared to death. And I'm kind of glad all this is coming out so creepy guys don't do things, you know, certainly with my, when your own kids are involved like that. But it just seems like in the case of Judge Roy Moore, this seems like a hatchet job. This was 40 years ago. And believe me, I'm no fan of this guy. And I do not understand this guy. By any, I'm starting to talk like Frank Sinatra now. I do not understand this cuckoo cat. But I really don't understand this guy by any stretch of the imagination. But it, that is seems to me like a concerted witch hunt in that case.
Well, it may be. Certainly Breitbart has dispatched a team of reporters to try and essentially make that case that it is. Apparently one of the women involved here has some Democratic ties. The main woman, the 14-year-old that was allegedly assaulted by Judge Moore 38 years ago, said she voted for Trump. But when you're talking about allegations that are 38 years old, Joe, it's very difficult to know what's true and what's not. So, you know, John McCain and Mitt Romney have all called on Judge Moore to step aside. John Kasich is encouraging Alabama voters to write in someone else now. Mm-hmm. But, should you really lose, again, like Louis C.K., I mean, what Judge Moore is alleged to have done is much worse than anything Louis C.K. did. But should you really lose your entire career and reputation because of some accusations that are almost four decades old, based largely on the recollection of someone who was 14 years old at the time? I don't know. I don't think so.
You weren't even born. I'm thinking about when, you know, all those years ago. Do you think... But someone could make up anything, and you're just guilty until proven innocent.
And that's the thing, you know, again, of all people to quote on this, maybe he's not the most credible authority, but Bill O'Reilly tweeted over the weekend that we're now in an era where we have trial by media. And he's absolutely right.
True.
It's just assumed guilty. You're just assumed guilty. All you have to do is accuse someone. So what happened with the people we mentioned so far, George Takei comes out denouncing Kevin Spacey for using his being gay as an excuse for sexual assault. So then an accuser comes out and says, well, all right, well, you want to come out and say Kevin Spacey was wrong? Well, this is what you did to me. Richard Dreyfuss's son comes out and says a director or a producer assaulted him. Richard Dreyfuss puts out a statement, I'm proud of my son, I stand with him, I support him. And then a woman accuses Richard Dreyfuss of sexual assault. So before anybody puts out statements of support for everybody, you better make sure no one's going to accuse you, because that's where we are. You know, you've used the term witch hunt several times. It does almost remind me of McCarthyism or you know, the Salem witch trials, which is not to say, by the way, that all these people could be just as guilty as Bill Cosby and Bill Clinton for all we know.
Well, maybe because of the fact that the Harvey Weinstein thing came out and the Kevin Spacey thing came out on the heels of that, that people feel more braver or empowered or whatever to state what happened to them, because now they feel that all of these other people are coming out.
That's certainly clear.
But the rush to judgment, I agree with you, Frank, is premature in a lot of these cases, because some of them, look, you're right, it's 40 years ago. You really have to do your due diligence and check. You would just think that the Alabama voters, clearly they want this guy in office, but because when you talk to them down there, they're also, well, we don't care, we're going to vote for him anyway,
et
cetera, et cetera.
We'll see what they end up doing.
You would hope that the facts are put out there and the public in Alabama makes their own vote based on the facts.
I think the question, Joe, the broader question is, what is sexual misconduct, right? Clearly what Judge Moore's purported to have done, clearly wrong.
He was over 18 and he was...
He was in his 30s, mid to late 30s.
What they said?
He was 33 at the time.
And accused, and this is all hearsay, but he was with a 14-year-old?
I don't want to get in, it's pretty graphic what she's alleging. But
please.
But yeah, he...
Is that the woman with the picture with Joe Biden? Is that her?
No, she was, I think, 16 at the time. There's I think, five women all told. Only one of them, the legal age of consent in Alabama was in his 16.
Yeah.
So the others were over the age of 16. But this one girl, she was 14 at the time.
Yeah,
that was the only one that would be illegal under Alabama law.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, if you look at what they're accusing Dustin Hoffman of and others, you know, I think a lot of this, and Debbie touched upon this when the story first broke about Dustin Hoffman, a little over a week ago.
Yeah.
That was how people talked to one another 30 years ago in the workplace. And especially in Hollywood.
Yeah.
So the times have changed.
Yeah.
And just like with Columbus and Teddy Roosevelt and Andrew Jackson, I think it's unfair to judge people 30 or 40 years ago by the standards of what's acceptable today. And I think it's very difficult. Very difficult.
Yeah, it's true. And Debbie, you know, she speaks. She's a woman. And I think this is, you have to listen to what women say. They will have the best perspective on this. And I know we got to go to Donnie Herman, but yes, I'll tell you about my dream, Frankie, when we get back.
Oh.
But Debbie, I don't know. So, I mean, you know, and you've been in the business for most of your life, and you must have been just the subject of a lot of really sexual harassment. But
no, never.
I
have never dealt with sexual harassment.
And no one's been inappropriate. So you got to
no.
If that does happen, though, Debbie, you're a woman. It's hard if you're a younger woman and someone's in power and it's a guy.
Yeah.
And then you to come back and stop that or go between his eyes, you can't, because then you're afraid you're going to be fired, correct?
I have to say, I have met nothing but people that were very kind through this business and gentlemen. And I don't know. I think it's maybe there are certain people that would try to, you know, show their power in certain ways, but I have never encountered that, and I don't know. I just kind of feel sorry for the whole situation.
Yeah.
You know, and there is a fine line, like Frank was saying, like, you know, somebody asks a girl to go out or something, that's not really sexual harassment.
But anymore, you're afraid, like Al was saying, he's afraid to go to the bar and someone comes up, hey, Al, remember what happened, Al? Didn't some girl grab you something at that concert? She came up and grabbed you.
He didn't mind, though.
That was at a beer fest. That's sexual harassment.
Maybe we could revisit this in the 9 o'clock hour, because so much of Webb's harassment is in the eye of the person who's allegedly being harassed. Something we say to Debbie, she may not find offensive, another woman may.
Yeah, we'll get into it. Good idea, Frankie. 20 after 8 o'clock. Dottie Herman coming up. 8:20 right now. Debbie's on the roads with the traffic on AM 970. The Answer.
And let's see what's happening, guys. We're going to head to the inbound. GWB is up to 45 minutes. Lincoln 25. Holland still 25. It's busy on 280 West, exit 16, getting out toward Harrison with a crash. Newark Bay Extension westbound at 14A, getting up through Bayonne. Watch out for a collision there as well. Now, traffic is still stop and go on the New Jersey Turnpike. The truck lane south, it looks like a debris spill by exit 13, so watch out for that problem. Cross Bronx East, still heavy at the Sheridan with a crash. And it's going to be a little bit busy for you as you head over to the Grand Central Parkway west of the Cross Island. Still busy on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound out toward Lily Pond Ave with a collision. Still out there. Brought to you by Lung Cancer Foundation of America. Lung cancer kills more than breast, colon, and prostate cancers combined. If you or someone you know has lung cancer, the Bonnie J. Adiro Lung Cancer Foundation can help. Text the word lungs to 50555 to help fund the research needed to find a cure. Go to lungcancerfoundation.org for more information. Some rain this morning, then clearing, high today of 47. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Jay Sekulow believes it's time to look for help from above.
A shooting at a church in Texas. There's no way to explain this as anything other than what it is, which is evil. What we need to figure out is, where do we go from here? What are the solutions? What are the things we should be looking at? Of course, we're praying for those that are injured and those that have lost loved ones. But this is where you've got to be able to merge prayer with action, in my view.
Jay Sekulow, live, weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7, on AM 970, The Answer.
Did you know that each capsule of Balance of Nature has 10 complete servings of over 31 different fruits and vegetables? No fillers, no additives, nothing but 100% pure fruits and vegetables in vegetarian capsules at a cost of about 20 cents per serving. Created by Dr. Douglas Howard, Balance of Nature is the only pure whole food supplement available. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and you see, smell, and taste real produce. People report that their skin looks better, they have fewer aches and pains, and they have a lot more energy. To celebrate Balance of Nature's 20th anniversary, they are offering their best deal ever. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. 1-800-246-8751 and use the promo code The Answer, or go to balanceofnature.com. But please be sure to use the promo code The Answer. Balance of Nature. 1-800-246-8751. Promo code The Answer.
Income matters. We all know this. It's not a secret. Income can come from many sources. We at Gary Goldberg Financial Services like dividend paying stocks. We prefer high-quality dividend-paying stocks, not for everything in your investment portfolio and not all of the time. But if you're looking for income, especially in retirement, look at companies that have a history of raising their dividends on a regular basis. You can call us at 1-800-377-5757 to request our brochure on high-quality dividend-paying stocks and for information about our proprietary Dividend Buster program. It's comprised of 15 high-quality stocks which have been well-researched by our firm. Call us at 1-800-377-5757 for more on our Dividend Buster program or to set up a no-charge, no-obligation consultation with one of our investment professionals. Gary Goldberg Financial Services, Money Management for Real People. 1-800-377-5757 or visit us online at ggfs.com.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, Dottie Herman coming up momentarily, 824 on AM 970, The Answer. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. Here you go. You got 5 minutes, all right? I'll give you the 824 right now. If you call 855-621-9949, you will get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter. If you call 855-621-9949, all European makes excluded. This comes to you from our good buddy Iggy and Chester and Alex and all the Johnny and Chris and the beautiful team and Wendy over at Route 22 Toyota. Love Route 22 Toyota. While you're over there, by the way, getting a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter, if you're one of the first five callers, next 5 minutes, you got the late 30, 855-621-9949. You may want to peruse that indoor automobile showroom at Route 22 Toyota, largest in New Jersey, by the way. Meet Alex Kinsella. Ask Alex about the low lease offers, 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. You're going to love Route 22 Toyota. All right, 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. All European makes excluded. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Dottie Herman is president and CEO of Douglas Elliman Real Estate. Host of Eye on Real Estate Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock right here on AM 970. The Answer. Dottie, welcome to the show, girl. How you doing this morning? We got you there? Hello, that's it? No? Dottie, I got you there?
You got me. I must have lost you for a second.
Hey, welcome to the show. Great to see, I had a great time chatting with you on the cruise, and it's great that you spent time with us regular minute. You're a big shot, girl. You are a big shot. I thought you are one of the most successful business people in the country, yet you took the time to come with us minions on the Schmooze Cruise for AM 970 and WMCA.
But I really got a treat. I mean, you're one of the best. I mean, I never knew. You play the drums like you were unbelievable.
It was
you're
fun.
An unbelievable dancer. You're so talented. My goodness.
I know. I'm trying. I got to keep dancing. I got to keep doing a lot of things. I'm like, I got to stay multifaceted, you know, keep the take their eye off the ball. Hey, Dottie, tell us, first of all, tell us how you – can I ask you this and how you got started? I mean, again, I always speak to everybody when I talk to gals successful in the business world about my my three daughters and one in college. How did you get started? Yeah, I mean, you really are. And we know you and we love you and you're a regular person, Dottie. You're Dottie Herman at the station. But you're like this real estate icon. How did you get there, Dottie?
I'm kind of a fluke. I went back to school to become a financial planner to be certified at that time and took my Series 7. And, because there was no requirements. Anybody could call themselves a financial planner. So I did that. And, in the interim, I got a job selling real estate because I needed to make money and I was pretty good at it and I didn't have to, you know, I could kind of work around my schedule at school. And I worked, and then I told my boss as soon as I get my Series 7, I get through it was like 5 years to get certified as a financial planner, and I said that I'm out of here. And P.S., he was telling me, well, you know, I think Merrill Lynch is going to buy my company, and that's a great company. And so I ended up flying to, I think they were in California at the time, and I met the guy who ran the real estate part of Merrill Lynch, and they had always sold stocks, but they decided to get multiple profits from customers, like, so they would sell them a stock.
Yeah,
would,
yeah.
You know. And I said, I read the book because they didn't have the internet then. I read that if you really want to be successful, you need to go where the people that make the decisions are. So I saved my money and I flew there and I barged into his office, and nobody barges into the head of a Merrill Lynch, but I did. And he started to laugh because he couldn't believe how I got in. And the rest is history. I worked really hard, and
yeah,
that
man.
Was that. And then
man.
They sold, and Prudential, they sold it to Prudential 5 or 6 years later.
Yeah,
years
yeah,
later.
Yeah.
And I had no money, and they told me, you know, we don't want to own a company. We want to franchise it. We think that real estate's local. So I had no money, maybe had $1,000, if I even had that, in the bank. And I said, they said, so you're going to keep this company together? I worked in the Northeast region until we find a buyer. And I said, oh, damn. And somebody said to me,
right,
why don't you try to buy it? And I just wrote them a letter that I had the money. I had venture capital people and PS.
Did you have to fight? Did you have to fight twice as hard because you're a woman? Did you get through all the? You must have had sexual harassment and all the stuff, huh?
No, yeah, the whole.
But I know you can hold your own, Dottie. I know
yes,
you. You're not taking anything from anybody, right?
Anybody that's been around, like I've been around. I can tell you stories. So when I tell girls stories, they can't even believe it would exist. I mean, it was a very different time
yeah,
then.
Yeah, yeah.
And truthfully, I remember, I won't even say where, but I remember going to a training program that was at somebody's hotel room.
Oh!
And I said, I'm going to tell. And he said, well, tell anyone you want. And I ended up getting like 2 free tickets to somewhere, like a trip. So it was a very different time. And truthfully,
yeah,
I don't care what people say. There were really no places to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right. Right.
So everybody could come out now and say, but I do think, you know, I do think it was just a whole different environment. And I think that people would interview and say, do you fool around?
No.
Yeah.
So you walk in,
and again,
now I feel funny pragmatically and objectively saying on the airwaves, you're a very attractive woman. So well, that worked yeah. probably against you, yes?
Well, I mean, it's good and bad. I mean, people
yeah.
notice you.
Yeah.
But I mean, the people, interviewers were blatant about it. I
yeah.
remember one interview in a business, a fairly big company. They said, listen, you're going to be great in business, and you're really great, but, you know, doesn't happen for people who are just friends.
Wow. Now, look at that. The times have changed. Let me go, if I can, Dottie, to your co-host on Eye on Real Estate. Is this Ace?
Ace, my financial whiz.
Yeah, Joe.
Ace, how are you, buddy? Anybody with a name of Ace, I love that. But your last, how do you properly pronounce your last name, Ace?
Oh, man.
Come on.
Have fun.
Go ahead.
Dottie's been trying to get it right for the last 6 years. It's Watana Supart.
Watana Supart. But how did you get a nickname of Ace?
Oh, my parents just named me Ace. I was the firstborn child. They looked in the dictionary, and they were saying, okay.
That's your real name?
Number one? That's my real name.
That's great. Ace, let me ask you, before we let you guys go, we appreciate it, talking with Dottie Herman and Ace. They have this great show. This is a huge show, heard around the country, Eye on Real Estate. Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock, heard locally on AM 970, The Answer. This tax thing, Ace, to explain us, without the mortgage interest tax deduction in New York and New Jersey, we're not doing so well with this tax reform bill, are we?
Yeah, simply, you know, they're just reducing the mortgage tax reduction by $1 million to $500,000.
Yeah.
So, you know, just to sum it all up, you know, mortgage interest deduction is really the American dream, right? So basically it's a tax shelter for folks that are getting taxed on their income. And reducing it from $1 million to $500,000 will affect the middle class for sure, you know. So.
But now that Congress has, didn't the Congress want to bump that up to $1 million? And I think the Senate has it at $500,000. Is that correct? Or is the other
it's
way around?
It's $1 million currently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
The Congress set it from $1 million to $500,000. The Senate is actually looking to keep it at $1 million.
All right.
So you know, a lot of it is just talks right now.
Yeah.
So nothing
yeah.
has been passed just yet. So We'll see. We'll wait and see.
Can I make a prediction?
Yes, Dottie, make a prediction, please.
It will stay a million.
It'll stay.
You're not going to touch it because it's too many people, and it affects really the people that live in a high-priced area.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, yep. But I think they're going to end up leaving it.
All right. Hey, Dottie, Ace, either you guys could jump in. So I'm seeing in the pretty high-end areas in Jersey that the homes are, they're giving them away. And I'm being, you know, the deals are incredible. In some very high-end areas. What is the house market like in these relatively, upper middle-class areas? Are you seeing that as well, that you can get really a great deal on a lot of house these days?
Yeah.
Well, it's across the board. I think it's all over the country. And I think basically, first of all, you have younger buyers and millennials who don't necessarily want, I mean, they want a nice size house, but they don't need, they're really not into having, like, you know, these big houses that are on 2 acres or 3 acres of property that there's no one buying. They like to be more urban. They want good areas, but they want things to be around it. So I think you're seeing in all across the board, the very, very high end, there's not as much as the demand for them. I mean, as far as bigness.
Good point. Yeah.
You're seeing high-end condos and things of that nature. But, you know, people want different things today.
Yeah, it's true. Dottie, thanks. Ace, thanks. Ace Watana Suparp. How's that? Close?
That was
good. That's amazing. That's
bingo.
Great.
Bingo. Thank you.
Bingo.
Dottie and Ace, Saturday mornings, 10 a.m., Eye on Real Estate on AM 970, The Answer. Great to have you guys. Dottie, see you soon. Ace, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us, Joe, and have a great day.
Anytime, you guys. Okay, take care. Piscopo in the morning, 8:35 right now. Let's jump to Big Al Gattulo on AM 970, TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
41 degrees at 8:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Senator Chuck Schumer wants a top-to-bottom review of airport screening techniques after an undercover report found about 80% of weapons and explosives were not caught by TSA agents. Schumer said the information is especially alarming at a time when the threat of lone wolf terrorist threats are at an all-time high. He's calling on the U.S. Department of Homeland Security to review TSA employee training procedures and equipment screening systems. Schumer says security gaps should be a number one priority, particularly during the busy holiday travel season. Ivanka Trump and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin will be in Bayville, New Jersey today, touting the president's tax reform plan. The House bill differs from the Senate version as it allows a deduction of up to $10,000 in property taxes, but ends deductions for income or sales taxes. The Senate version would eliminate all deductions for property income and sales tax. The forum will be at 10:30 this morning at the invitation-only event at Bayville Fire Hall. In sports, the Giants gave up 474 yards of offense to a previously winless team and were embarrassed 31-21 by the 49ers in San Francisco. Jets lost in Tampa to the Buccaneers 15-10. Miles Wood with a hat trick as the Devils skated to a 7-5 win over the Blackhawks. College hoops, as you heard right here on AM 970, The Answer. Yesterday, Seton Hall beat Monmouth 75-65. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Thanks, Al. Heading over to the Taconic southbound, getting down through Yorktown Heights, getting reports of an accident. Southbound Thruway building, Spring Valley down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Inbound GWB 35, Lincoln 25, Holland about 25. If you're taking a ride over to the Newark Bay Extension westbound at 14A in Bayonne, getting reports of an accident there. New Jersey Turnpike, the truck lane south of 13. It's a debris spill. Two lanes blocked. Stop and go traffic still on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound. Really bunched up getting out toward Lily Pond Avenue with an accident, and it's still busy on the Whitestone Expressway northbound by 20th Avenue with an accident off on the shoulder. LIE heading eastbound into Woodhaven Boulevard. That's a disabled car. Still seeing some stop-and-go traffic on the LIE westbound at Old Nichols Road with an accident. Sancta Coast north at Pioneer Drive in Brentwood. A collision there as well. Rain this morning, then clearing, high today of 47. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven. TheraWorks Relief can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com.
Are you looking for a radio show that gives you straight talk, common sense, and the facts? Are you looking for a media outlet which offers all points of view? If the answer is yes, then listen to the Cats Roundtable every Sunday morning starting at 8:30 right here on AM 970, The Answer. The Katz Roundtable is hosted by John Katzimatidis, a successful businessman who came to this country as an immigrant and built a multi-billion dollar business empire. He's met presidents, world leaders, governors, mayors, congressmen, state legislators, and you'll hear them all on the Katz Roundtable. Republicans, Democrats, independents, conservatives, liberals, and everything else you can imagine. You won't just hear their take on the news. You'll hear them make the news. Whether it's local, national news, or international news. You can read about it in the newspaper on Monday, but hear it first on the Katz Roundtable. Sunday mornings at 8:30, right after Murano in the Morning. Only on AM 970, The Answer.
Steve Adubato here. AM 970 listeners expect smart talk. That's why I'm asking you to watch my TV show, One-on-One with Steve Adubato, for compelling conversations with great guests. So check out One-on-One with me, Steve Adubato, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV, 11:30 p.m. on Fios One, and late night on WNET, Channel 13, that's PBS, at 1 a.m.
Catch my friend Steve Adubato every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Hi, this is Michael Riovan. The Town. My show is brought to you by Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel, starring Joshua Henry, Jesse Mueller, and the great opera singer Renee Fleming, making her first appearance in a Broadway musical. Previews begin February 28th. Visit telecharge.com and get tickets to Carousel.
Anonymy. Hamana, hamana, hamana.
Edamame.
Edamame. That was the best, burger.
Yeah.
I don't like to eat. Sometimes if I eat meat, I eat meat. I'll go to a good steak joint. Mm-hmm. I don't let meat.
Maybe I'll have that tomorrow. I'm going over there tomorrow.
You going? Cowan's Public. You're a regular.
They're having a New Jersey.
Officially a regular at Cowan's.
They're having a New Jersey. Happy to be there. If it was closer, I'd be there even more. But yeah, New Jersey Craft Beer is a membership that I'm a part of, and they're having a New Jersey Craft Beer Night. All New Jersey beers on tap
at Cowan's
Public
and
Nutley tomorrow night.
Oh, gotta go.
Starting at I think it's 6 o'clock or whatever, but I'll be there a little bit earlier and enjoying the great New Jersey beers on tap. It's going to be awesome.
I love it. I love
the food. Yeah, maybe I will get the edamame burger.
I got the hamana hamana burger, and I couldn't pronounce it, but I loved it because it was rice and it was rice and beans.
Bean pods.
But it wasn't meat, and I said, and it was great, and it was like carbs. And then I had the Korean barbecue
tacos. Yes. Excellent. But you know what I love about the burger is that you don't have to get fries with it. You know, everybody gets a burger and fries.
Yeah.
They have a salad that is just perfect that goes with the burger. So if you're watching your calories like I am, it's a perfect addition.
Do they have anything to drink at this place?
Oh, yeah. They got plenty to drink. 16 craft beers on draft.
I like aged gin.
What, that looks like
who
bourbon.
Knew? Who knew?
Bourbon barrel aged.
Oh. Right.
So it tastes like gin, but it's brown like bourbon, and it smells a little
like
bourbon.
And they do it right downstairs. This is meticulous. You have to go to Cowan's Public and Nutley we're talking
and
about.
And the great part is
Cowan's
the bartenders. The bartenders. If you watch the bartenders in this place, the attention to detail that they put on a cocktail would make you want to be, well, I don't want to say it, but
the best
it's just
was,
fantastic.
I asked Tom, who was showing us around, I said, or maybe it was Dean. I suggested... You know, maybe you guys should carry Rheingold's. And he
looks great. That's great,
like,
actually.
He's trying to be polite, but he was so clearly insulted. The work that he puts in to this beer
Tom
selection.
And Dean are the two young guys that run Cowan's Public and have designed it meticulously to the tin roof, to the every small little detail that you will see at the Barrow House that we tell you about on Van Houten Avenue in Clifton. You have to check it out. I'm so proud that these are in New Jersey. These are Jersey folks doing a meticulously wonderful job at the Cowan's Public. Look, you're going to love it. The food is great, and the drinks are – you're not going to find anywhere else. So we invite you to go to Cowan's right there in Nutley. But if you're toward the Clifton Way on Van Houten Avenue, you want to check out Barrow House Bar and Restaurant.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio. So, staying in New York, and I made sure that I saw my boy yesterday. So I see my kids. I got the kid through all the obstacles, the negativity, and all the put downs you'll always get from the exit. And it happens. It just happens. You know, put all the obstacles aside. Have a great time. Blessed with my children. So I spent some time with Mikey, my 15-year-old. And, he said, what a good kid, by the grace of God, right? So talked with him, went out with him, hung out with him yesterday. And I had to go into the Zionist Organization of America with Kevin Jackson that night, last night. And I said, Mikey, may stay in New York. Are you okay? Because even if you pick your kid up for a moment, And I'm telling you, if you have a half hour with your child, you know, the pickup. And I remember this with my daddy. We always do that in those wonderful cars of the 60s, you know, the Oldsmobiles and the Chrysler, and that time with your pop, right, or your mom in the car, you could it's a good chat time. So I always just give me a half an hour. But so I said, Mikey, okay, I got to go to New York. So I hung in New York and I hung in New York. So I wasn't at home. I don't know if you dream different when you're in a different place, Frankie. You know, and this is neither here nor there. So I'm dreaming. This is the weirdest dream, and I talk to you because I know you and you're part of the show. You're listening. You're kind enough to listen, and you're part of this family with me and Frankie and Al and Debbie, and we love you for that. But I feel like we're around a kitchen table in the morning, right? We could talk. Because listen, so I don't know where I was in, like, an arena. I was on stage, and it was my job to dispel evil. Listen to me. Listen to me, Frankie.
I like this.
Listen to this. I go, and I'm on, I think I'm on stage, and I put my arms out, and I said, in the name of God, the evil has got to stop. I say it like that. And then I remember distinctly in my dream, forcing the evil away and putting my arms out like I would play the drums, like I would do a split on stage, whether I would, like I pour blood, sweat, and tears in the live performance that I try to do in the name of all the great performers like Sammy and the Old Man and Dean Martin. But it was like, I was like an evangelical preacher, evil be gone, like that. Stars started to fly. Sometimes you go and you push yourself into a dream like that, and it just ends, and it doesn't. But no, this did not end. The evil was ended in my dream.
Wow.
And gold stars exploded. Listen to me. And I flew away. And I flew away. And I saw all of a sudden that stage lit up in gold stars as I looked down. And I looked down knowing I was in a dream. And I said to myself, wow, I hope I didn't just die. I remember thinking that in the dream. That's a heck of a way to die. But as I pulled away, I was flying. And I saw an aerial view of the stage in gold stars. And evil was gone. Praise Jesus.
Wow, that is...
Right, isn't that the one? Wow. I stunned Cthulhu on that one.
Because I thought it was going to be the NBC logo, The More You Know, and it was all like gold stars.
So what do you think it means?
I don't know. I think I'm so tired of – I don't understand hate. I don't have time for hate, whether it's in my – I was going to say locally, whether personally – With the animosity and the trivial little complaining and whining that you get in a relationship, for example, I probably bring on myself. I'm guilty. I blame myself for everything anyway. But I'm so tired and I do not understand the hate and the animus. You know, whether you're and it comes out of the political world, how people are just always, we're always just the meanness. I don't understand the meanness, the tone or the meanness now. I don't understand any of that. I can't. That's why when I come on the radio, I try to be as pragmatic. I use the word. I've been using this word forever. I hear it a lot out there. Pragmatic is one of my favorite words because I don't have any skin in the game for anybody. But I don't understand the meanness or the hate. Let's just go on. I see the goodness of my father in the military, my mother, the character that she instilled within me. I see that. That's the way we were brought up. I understand when someone says to me, I love this country. I understand the patriotism. I understand being decent Americans to one another. I understand. I don't understand the color divide. I can't understand it. I can't grasp it. I can't get my, well, I can understand. I can't understand it. I don't understand it. Where does it come from? I don't understand the generations that are coming in painting statues, kneeling at the national anthem. It's all hate related. It's a poor excuse of, and they're not embracing the beauty of being a human being on God's earth. Be grateful to be here. And to be in America? Are you kidding me? So I think that's what that was about. I want to just dispel the hate.
Like,
you know?
That's some dream. I'd be curious if the listeners have a take on what that means.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just nuts.
Maybe it was a vision. I'm serious.
I thought I died. I thought maybe I died. Yeah, if I was a heck of a way to go.
You think Joe's going to be the next Joel Osteen? Is that what you're trying to say?
I don't know.
Because if you start blinking your eyes 100 miles an hour, we got problems. I mean, really. That's creepy. You never watch this guy?
He's in this immaculate suit with his hair perfectly coiffed. Handsome dude that he is.
And then he starts talking and the eyes blink 6 million
Praise
miles
Jesus.
An hour. I got a problem with
Praise
that.
Praise Jesus. You know what, though? I have to tell you that he's so – I think of everything, first of all, performance-oriented because that's my life.
Right.
When I watch Donald Trump, it's all the drama of the entertainment. And I'm guilty as charged. People go, oh, Joe, you like the president because it's great drama. Well, guilty as charged. I like the entertainment value of it.
He knows how to deliver his message.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
And,
so.
I mean, he uses a lot of it with social media, but definitely knows how to deliver the message.
But Joel Osteen as well. Do I like when people make a dime off of preaching God? No, that's another thing I just plain don't understand. Can I have a private jet? Praise Jesus, give me my private jet.
Well, Creflo, look, he needed that jet.
Well, you're right. His other
couldn't
one
get
was
a used
bad shape.
Yeah, but a used one, no. Brand new? That his
praise Jesus, fly me in my Gulfstream.
Paid for? I wonder if any of those parishioners asked Creflo, I need to see my ailing mother or something. Could I borrow the jet? I guarantee the answer would be no.
So in the name of God, to raise money like that, I don't understand, but Osteen is impeccably brilliant in his portrayal. Creflo Dollar as well. These guys are great. You know who really was great, though, in his day?
Oh,
I told you before.
Jimmy Swagger.
Boom.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, 100%. Wrote the book. He 100%. Wrote the book on preaching with the foot moves. And I tell you, I said, when I watch Bruce Springsteen on stage, I go, he's been watching Jimmy Swagger. You know, when he talks about the E Street Band, it's like a preacher. I love that. Right. And all. So I don't, but to make money on that, that's a whole other thing I don't understand, you know. Hey, come on. I don't understand that, you know. Hey, so anyway, so there's my dream. I don't know.
That's
give me 877-970-2999.
Today's the day we should have had Keith Ablow on. I told you the dream.
I'm doing a podcast with Keith tomorrow, actually.
Oh, are you? Well, there you go. There's your story right there.
Oh, you know, maybe I should ask Keith about a good
there
idea.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. Stay on the positive. Don't let the naysayers get you down. I mean, maybe that was it. That's why I love talking to Debbie every morning. Mm-hmm. Your voice is so positive. You're so positive. You know, your faith is strong.
Wait a second. I thought Brianna was the calming influence.
When she shows up, you mean?
Well, it's winter now. It's apparently hibernating. Well, we'll see her again in the spring.
Brianna, where were you? I don't know, but it was a nice day, wasn't it?
So I'll see you in April. Take care.
She had things to do, people to see, you know?
That's it.
It happens, you know, when you're 20 or whatever
right.
she is.
Where
hey,
are you again?
Now wait a minute.
I'm in California. It's 80 and sunny.
Now wait a minute.
Well, you know, she's a young lady. I don't know how old she is, but she's a young lady.
She's not. She's
a beautiful young lady.
She's old enough.
She's absolutely beautiful
she,
young lady.
Are you looking at me like
well,
I have a birth
27?
Certificate?
Oh,
no, if
okay.
she's 27, she'd be aged out.
Oh, no. She's out.
You guys are killing me. You're killing me.
She's very lovely, Joe. Very lovely assistant that you have.
Joe's assistants are like Logan's Run. When you hit 30, that's it. Renew.
No, I don't believe
Debbie, help
that.
Me out here, please. Traffic, hello.
Oh,
traffic,
by the way,
lady.
And I want to give a shout out to St. Leo's in Irvington. I went to the International Mass there at 11, and they had a tribute to St. Leo. And it was so nice. Joe, you would have loved the homily.
Is that Leo Gorsi was named after?
It's after Pope Leo. It was so great.
Sorry.
Oh, it was so great.
You
what
are
a beautiful
so,
mass.
God,
and
I love
Monsignor
you.
Bo, shout out to him. He really brings the community together. So.
Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus.
I got to get you and Al and Frank to go.
I'll go. You know, I'll be there.
I don't know about Al, but we can try.
All right, Deb. 8:51, Debbie's on the roads. How are we looking, Deb?
Let's see what's happening, guys. We're going to head over to the LIE West into Old Nichols Road. It's a minor accident, but causing some stop-and-go traffic. Still seeing some delays on the Harlem River Drive southbound, just leaving the GWB getting down into the 150s. It's an accident blocking a couple of lanes. That's causing a delay here at the inbound George Washington Bridge of up to 25 minutes. Lincoln Tunnel down to 20. Holland about 20 minutes in as well. It's still stop and go on the Cross Bronx eastbound out toward White Plains Road. Looks like a car fire off on that ramp. It's busy on the LIE eastbound at Woodhaven Boulevard with a stalled car. And traffic is still moving pretty slowly here as you head over to the Newark Bay Extension West at 14A with some earlier problems cleared getting out toward Bayonne. And watch for delays on the New Jersey Turnpike south at 13. It's a debris spill over in the truck lanes, and that's causing quite a delay. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
8:52. Thank you, Debbie Duhaime. You know, more than a month ago, Hurricane Maria ravaged Puerto Rico, leaving terrible devastation. Today, more than 3 million Americans have no electricity in Puerto Rico. 1 million still do not have access to clean water. Life is far from normal, and they still need our help. Now, Food for the Poor and WNYM, that would be us, AM 970, The Answer. We are shipping food, water, medicines, hygiene products, batteries, flashlights, generators, and other desperately needed necessities to Puerto Rico. 855-919-4673. 855-919-4673. 4673. Your generous gift will let them know they are not forgotten in Puerto Rico. We will equip our local church partners all across the island to minister to the suffering. And rest assured knowing that more than 95% of all donations go directly to these programs. If you just go to am970theanswer.com, and just as an aside, at 8:53 in the morning, I know you're like me, stressed with the finances. Ugh, I have an avalanche of finances every month. You got to make the nut, right? You gotta work. You gotta make the nut. You gotta pay the taxes. You gotta take care of everybody. I know it. I feel it. I am you. I understand that. If you have a dime to spare, a dollar to spare, $10 to spare, do what we all do here at the station. Go to am970theanswer.com. Check out Food for the Poor, okay? The banner for Food for the Poor. Or call 855-919-4673. 855-919-4673 for our fellow Americans in Puerto Rico. Call now to make a life-saving difference for the millions in need.
Mike Gallagher shares his theory on how to stop a mass shooter.
That the only way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun, and I absolutely want you to refute that if you can.
It says it all.
Every single shooting like this ends this way. It's difficult to fight the argument. If more people are armed, more shootings will end quicker.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Join the family at Modell's Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP Rewards program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to Mo's.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard. Aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
8:56 with Jersey Joe on the radio, talking about Brooklyn, talking about Michael's of Brooklyn. That's where you want to go. They've been there for 50 years, Avenue R and Nostrand, right there in the beautiful borough of Brooklyn, New York. Freddie is over there. Johnny is over there. Marianne. Michael, who is Michael? He is the son of Fred. I love that. Michael's of Brooklyn. And he is so... They're so helpful in getting the word out across the country for Michael's of Brooklyn. When I first went there early on, when we started talking about Michael's of Brooklyn years ago, I told you this before, Michael's on the phone. I go, Michael, who are you talking to? He was talking to like Target, some big chain. And I said, wow. I said, you're getting, think about it though. You have to think about it. Especially, I know everybody's listening all over and we appreciate that very much. But if you're local in Jersey, New York, you know, look at, you could go right to Avenue R. Nostrand and you can get what everybody all around the country already knows. Michael's of Brooklyn is the best sauce around. And that started with Michael on the phone talking to all these food chains, whether it's Nashville, Tennessee, like I tell you, Little Rock, Arkansas, like I tell you. Is that great, though? Here, you got the ability to hop over to Brooklyn, New York, and go to one of the five best Italian restaurants in all of the country right there. In Avenue R in Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York, all right? Or go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com or wait till Wednesday. We're giving away an entire case. We're giving away an entire case of Michael's of Brooklyn sauce with our Italian trivia question. That is Wednesday right here on the Piscopo Show. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years. Sean Tremont is in for Joe Lumberg. Sean, how we doing? We got rain today or what, man?
Yeah, it's certainly some rain moving through the area right now, and it's going to be a damp morning, but by the time we get to the afternoon, we should be looking at clouds breaking for some sunshine. Still going to be a bit on the chilly side today with a high of 46. Tonight, skies will generally clear. It'll be cold, low 36 in Midtown, below freezing in many suburbs. Clouds and sunshine tomorrow. It'll be chilly still, the high of 48, and mostly sunny on Wednesday. Much nicer for the middle of the week with a high of 51 degrees.
That's not bad. Thank you, Sean. Appreciate that very much. Michael Caputo will join us, former Trump advisor, longtime political consultant. He is going to talk Russia collusion, this investigation. Where are we? What's going on? Who's next? Why are we still talking about this? Michael Caputo right there, right now with Joe Piscopo coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, 9:25 to be precise. We'll go to Al. We'll go to Fox News. We're going to chat a little bit. You give us a call. I see the phone calls, 877-970-2999. I promise you I'll go to the calls right after the news. Can we do that? Is that a deal? Deal. Radio Piscopo with Murano Cotullo and Debbie Duhaime. We're coming right back at you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.